Yeah, look, I think it's hugely important now that we really pick up momentum in this campaign. What has happened over the last fortnight by the government entering into this contract is absolutely disgraceful. There is still hope that we can get this overturned and a bit of common sense here, which would return the midday flight. But it is going to be hard, and that's why it's really important, and it's great to see the outpouring of support here from Donegal supporters, but actually from Mayo supporters here as well, who recognise, you know, coming from rural communities, the importance of this vital service. And I'm just here supporting the local group who puts on these services, funds these services and fundraises for these services for cancer patients over the last number of years, and I'm glad to be able to do that.
No, I was speaking to Kathleen Griffin, who's from Gweedore. I'd say you've probably definitely been talking her through this year, and it's very heartbreaking to see a woman who has cancer at the moment standing out in the cold winter morning having to petition for something like this.
Yeah, I think, look, you know, Kathleen has done us all so proud, speaking there out in the media, speaking in RTÉ News last week, and, you know, probably touching a nerve that touches every single family, because there's not a household, in my own household included, that hasn't gone through cancer or a loved one gone through cancer in the last couple of years. And, you know, Kathleen makes it very, very clear that without services such as the midday flight service, she may not have been here to tell that story. And this isn't about, you know, a luxury for us. It's not about an inconvenience for us. This is about making sure, you know, that our brothers, our sisters, our mums and our dads has the best chance of actually life. And that's why we say this isn't, you know, this isn't just an air service, this is a lifeline for the people of Donegal. And that's why, I think that's why so many people are out and supporting it, you know, and this campaign is going in momentum. We will have a crucial meeting now with the minister in the next fortnight. And that's going to be really, really important to convince the minister that what they did was the wrong decision. And they now need to review that urgently.